This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the latest episode of All-Star Games Are Stupid and Pointless, Tyler Huntley got selected to the Pro Bowl today. Yes, Tyler Huntley of the Baltimore Ravens, Tyler Huntley, the backup quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, got selected to the Pro Bowl. Can we just stop with All-Star Games? Joel, do you like All-Star Games? Do you like watching them?
Probably the MLB All-Star Game and maybe the NBA All-Star Game, just all the pace in that game. But otherwise, not really.
I know that the NFL isn't doing a quote-unquote Pro Bowl game this year. They're doing these games, skills competitions, trying to get people to watch and maybe people to take it semi-seriously, which I don't think it should have to be taken seriously. And now it's not serious because Tyler Huntley is a Pro Bowler, and he will forever be known as a Pro Bowler. It will say on his Wikipedia page, years from now, unless Wikipedia goes out of business, which apparently is always an issue because every time you go there, they're asking you for money. It will say Tyler Huntley, Pro Bowl 2022. Tyler Huntley passed for 658 yards this year. Patrick Mahomes does that in like two games. He had two touchdowns and three interceptions. One rushing touchdown, and he's a Pro Bowler. Now, I have found out that apparently all of this went back to the voting that occurred at the end of the year. The alternates have been selected based on the voting, which has me wondering, what kind of pathetic loser is voting for a backup quarterback to make the Pro Bowl? What are you doing with your life that you are voting for a backup quarterback to make the Pro Bowl? And why is the NFL allowing this to happen? At some point, just say, no, like the voting doesn't count anymore. We're just going to select the next guy that best fits a Pro Bowler. Kenny Pickett does not deserve to be in the Pro Bowl at all. He is far more deserving than Tyler Huntley. He had like 1,800 yards more passing than Tyler Huntley and accounted for 8 more touchdowns this year. I'm not saying, and I tweeted this out earlier, I compared the two stats and people are like, well, neither of them deserve to be in the Pro Bowl. Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that Kenny Pickett deserves to be in the Pro Bowl. Only an idiot would think that. But comparatively, he absolutely does. Compared to Tyler Huntley, I wish that sport, All-Star games are the worst thing about sports to me. I can't stand them. I don't want to watch a single one. I don't want to watch. I'll turn on the MLB All-Star game when I look at Twitter and I see that a Pirates relief pitcher, who's their only guy that's selected, when he goes into the game to throw an inning or whatever, I'll flip it on and watch him. If they get a position player taken, he's in the lineup, maybe I'll watch his couple of at-bats. Other than that, I really don't care. The dumbest thing that has ever happened in the history of sports has been when they made the All-Star game decide home field advantage in the World Series. It's the worst decision that has ever happened in the history of sports. And I'm definitely exaggerating. There's probably far better examples of the worst decisions to happen in the history of sports, but that was pretty terrible. Now we have Tyler Huntley making the Pro Bowl. And I'm not going to watch these Pro Bowl games. I don't care. I don't want to watch them. I would rather watch anything else. I'd rather watch this apocalyptic zombie show, The Last of Us, on HBO that has begun to captivate America and myself. I would rather watch reruns of that. I would rather watch Guy Fieri cook. I give me anything. I would rather watch HGTV people renovating houses than watch the Pro Bowl games. C-SPAN, put it on. I'd probably take C-SPAN over the Pro Bowl games at this point.
I'm very curious, and I don't know if it was like a write-in process or if there were options available for people to vote. How does Tyler Huntley's name end up there? You know?
Because some morons in Baltimore decided, let's write in the backup quarterback. Like, how many people did they go through? That's what I want to know. How many people did they go to and ask, like, hey, look, we're at Tyler Huntley, but, like, he shouldn't be there. Like, can you just do it? We'll just say that you got more votes. And they were like, no, I'm not going. I'm not going all the way. It's in Vegas, I think. I'm not going all the way out to Vegas to do some dodgeball tournament. The NHL All-Star Game got somewhat watchable when they made it the 3-on-3 tournament. Honestly, I think 3-on-3 hockey in the NHL is one of the best watches in sports. I love when games go to OT. I love the 3-on-3 hockey. The sensation you get knowing that at any moment there could be a goal scored is thrilling. I love it. So that was cool, but it's also like super gimmicky and not really sports. It's not really the sport. And I watched it for a couple of years, and then I was like, I'm good. The NBA All-Star Game, it's great to see those guys' talent because they're just like the shots that they can make are wild. But NBA basketball has kind of turned into an All-Star Game constantly. Guys spotting up from three whenever, these huge dunks. It's just all kind of become an All-Star Game. And that's okay. Like, I think the NBA is really watchable. I think it's a very good product that they have out right now. But there's not a huge difference between an NBA game now and the NBA All-Star Game. It's just a bigger collection of the most talented guys. I'm probably most inclined right now to watch that, though. If I had to pick the four All-Star Games, I'm probably going to pick the NBA All-Star Game. But you invalidate... I can't get over this. You invalidate the Pro Bowl forever by allowing Tyler Huntley to play in it. Forever. It's forever tarnished. What they need to say, these guys are Pro Bowlers. These are the only people that are allowed to be called Pro Bowlers. The other guys are like the guys that we put in the home run derby. They might not be all-stars, but they hit enough home runs to get in the home run derby. They're the guys that we put in the dunk contest. Like, they're not all-stars. This guy scores 7 points a game, but he can jump better than anybody, so we're putting him in the all-star game. We're putting him in the dunk contest, I should say. That is how these guys should be looked at. They should not be referred to as all-stars or pro bowlers. They should be the gimmicky sideshow people that put on the show the night before the game. They're not real all-stars. Hell, this guy's not even a freaking starter. What are we doing? Like, why is nobody and look, it's fine. If they don't want to take it seriously, then I'm not going to take it seriously. And I'm not going to watch it. And neither should you. I mean, do what you want, but why watch that? Why watch Tyler Huntley play dodgeball and call himself a Pro Bowler?
There's more emphasis now on this guy made the All-Pro AFC, yes, NFC team,
yes,
than this guy made the Pro Bowl.
And the problem with that is far less guys get on the All-Pro teams. So The Pro Bowl was like a nice little, it's like, okay, Cam Hayward can say at the end of the day that he's like an 8-time, 9-time Pro Bowler. That's because Cam Hayward's been one of the best players at his position for 8 or 9 years. But now that Tyler Huntley is in the Pro Bowl, you look at Cam Hayward, if you're looking through his page, you see, okay, Cam Hayward was an 8-, 9-time, 10-time Pro Bowler. You're saying, well, was he really? I mean, was he really that good? You have to go to the All-Pro. You're right. And there are going to be years where Cam Hayward's not going to get the accolades from an All-Pro standpoint that he deserves because he plays at a position where sacks are deemed the most important, and there's guys on defensive lines that get more sacks than he does because they play the game differently. The Pro Bowl used to be a nice little feather in the cap. Now it's just been totally sullied. It's not Tyler Huntley's fault. I shouldn't take it out on Tyler Huntley. He's probably a good dude. Miles Boykin told me that he's a nice guy. I talked to Miles Boykin about Tyler Huntley. He said he's a really good dude. It's not his fault. He probably doesn't want to go to the freaking Pro Bowl games anyways. I don't think any of these guys really do. They probably just rather pay to go to Vegas and do what they want to do in Vegas for a few days, which is not play dodgeball, I'm guessing.
How about Derek Carr headed back there?
Yeah.
His old stomping grounds.
That'll be nice and awkward. Boy, what a terrible divorce that's looking like. Where's he going to go? Jets, maybe?
Does it end up,
does he end up a backup, maybe?
A team who is in kind of like win now mode, you would think, right? One of, like the Jets that you said. Indianapolis makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, good running game. They can get back to running the football a little bit there. Yeah, that could work.
Is Baltimore in play?
If Lamar's not back? I don't know, though, because they've crafted that whole offense around a super mobile quarterback. I wonder if that doesn't work out. If that doesn't work out with Lamar Jackson, they can't extend him. Do they just eat it for a year with Tyler Huntley and then go to the draft and try to draft the most mobile quarterback and keep that offense going? Or do they totally change their offense then at that point?
They're going to have a new coordinator, aren't they?
Right, right.
Now, he got the franchise tag today, didn't he?
Lamar did?
Yes, I believe so. Something like that.
I saw the franchise tag numbers came out today, and it was like $32 million, which for Lamar Jackson is a steal. That's going to be a very, very messy situation, though, in Baltimore. He's owed a lot of money, that guy.
It is.
Oh, a lot of money. All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, some final thoughts here on the Fan Evening Show. I'm Josh Rountree. You can follow me on Twitter, JROWN32. I promise I will not rant as much about All-Star games there. I might. I don't know. I'll do what I want. But follow me there if you want. 93.7 The Fan, this is The Fan Evening Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Josh Rountree with you for a few more minutes before the nightly sports call, as we simulcast that with our friends at KDK TV. Do we know who's on the nightly sports call tonight? I know Pony was sick today, so I don't know if there's been a change in the lineup, perhaps. Maybe it's Mueller. I think they alternate during the week. It could be neither. I don't know. You're going to have to wait and find out. It's going to be a very pleasant or unpleasant surprise, I guess, if you don't care for whoever is on, but I think it'll be good. The nightly sports call, that's coming up at 10:35 here on The Fan. Josh Rountree with you. Joel Nelson doing a great job producing. Thanks again tonight to our guests, Jeff Hathorn, Jason Mackey, Noah Strackbine, and Alan Saunders for joining us. Started the show tonight talking about how the Steelers are just It just seems like they're spinning their tires in a way with Mike Tomlin. It seems like with a looming extension coming from Art Rooney to Mike Tomlin with 2 years left in Tomlin's deal, that they're just keeping it status quo. And stability is a good thing, but complacency isn't. And I wonder where the Steelers are on that line. Has their stability, their quest for stability, their quest for continued leadership year after year from the same voice, and one who has been successful in this league, there's no taking that away from Mike Tomlin, has their goal, have their philosophies, have what they strive for, their standard, as they like to say, has that changed? I used to think, when they started saying the standard is the standard, when Mike Tomlin said that, you know, near 20 years ago now, it seems like, I thought that meant not necessarily winning the Super Bowl every year. That's impossible, unless you play Madden. But it's at least being in the hunt on a yearly basis. It doesn't mean that you can't have a down year, maybe a couple down years. The Steelers have had a couple down years before. They've had a couple years where they went 8-8, and you know, it was coming off a Super Bowl and an AFC Championship stretch. They did that twice in 3 years, and then they went 12-4 the year after that, and then they went 8-8 for two straight years. And you thought, okay, there's still a light at the end of this tunnel where they're going to get better. They still have the franchise quarterback. They still have the guy. The roster isn't just – it's just not there. But you could see that they could build it back up. What do they do? Four straight years of double-digit wins. But for the last 5 years now, and this is a longer stretch than before when they went 8-8 back-to-back years, for the last 5 years, 9 wins or less. 9-6-1, 8-8. They had the 12-4 year, which, if you recall, started off great, 11-0, ended 12-4. That record looks really good on paper until you think about how that season ended with a loss to the Browns at home. An 11-0 start that sputtered down the stretch in which the team went 1-5 over its last six games. After that, 9-7-1, and now 9-8. And it took a miraculous finish. Not miraculous, I shouldn't say that. They won the games. They played the games. It took a 7-2 finish for them to find a way to have a non-losing season for Mike Tomlin. And, again, I thought the standard for this organization was competing deep. Last year, Art Rooney, at this time when he had his postseason press conference, he was asked about that, and he said, any year you can make the playoffs, it's a good season. And I thought, okay, the posts have moved a little bit here. They moved those goalposts. Now the standard isn't making deep playoff runs and competing for Super Bowls, it's making the playoffs. Now it seems like if you finish the season strong, it's encouraging. It might not be a great year, and Art Rooney said that. He said as much. He said that, you know, disappointed they didn't make the playoffs, but the way they finished the year was encouraging. Look, they won 7 of their last 9 games. That's good. Who'd they beat in 7 of the last 9 games? When they play the elites of the NFL, how did those games go? Bills blew them out. Eagles blew them out. Gave up 37 at home to the Bengals. when they play the truly, truly, really good teams and great teams in the NFL this year, they took it hard. And the gap, I think, is present. This is an organization, it's a team right now that can beat bad teams. It can consistently, perhaps, beat bad teams. But it can't beat good teams. It definitely can't beat great teams. And that's an issue because that means that the goalposts have moved again. If you're encouraged, there are things to be encouraged by with this season, but it's not necessarily an encouraging season. You can be encouraged in a way by the finish, but I think you have to look at the sum. You have to look at the total, and that's 9-8. It's blowout losses to the good teams, narrow wins against the bad teams. The Steelers are closer to being a bad team than they are a good team. The stats, the results, the schedule, it shows that. They were in the same tier as the bad teams in the league, and when they played the good ones, they got unloaded on. Next year, they have to take a step. And what I thought should happen, I didn't expect it to, what I thought should happen was Mike Tomlin doesn't get a contract extension. He has a year. He has 2 years left on his deal. He plays this year out. If the organization takes a positive step forward, you add another year onto his extension the next time. You reward him for improving. You don't reward him for average. I think, and I said it all along, Mike Tomlin's a good coach, man. He is. I think what he got out of this team, these players, this season was an accomplishment. I do. But I also think that good coaches wear out their welcome. And I'm not sure that Mike Tomlin has got there yet, but I'm not sure that he hasn't. Sometimes the message, sometimes the game catches up to you. Sometimes the message runs its course. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad coach. It just means that your message has run its course. Eventually, Andy Reid is not going to be a successful coach. It happened to him in Philadelphia. It's already happened in Andy Reid's career. Do you think the Eagles made the wrong decision by getting rid of Andy Reid when they did? I don't think so. They ended up winning a Super Bowl, and now they're in another since they got rid of him because they brought new ideas into their organization. They changed their philosophy. Andy Reid, I think, has done an exceptional job of changing his philosophy as he's gone to a new place. He's inserted what he does, but he's added other elements, and he's got a damn good quarterback. That helps. Sometimes coaches just, they just run their course. And I'm surprised that the Steelers can't realize this. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. I think they take immense pride in only having three coaches since the late 60s. I think that they take immense pride in that. And it is something to be proud of. But you can't let your pride get in the way of the right decision. And this isn't to say that Mike Tomlin should be fired, but it's also to say that he shouldn't be given security after 5 very average years and 6 years without a playoff win. That's not something that should be rewarded. At least I don't think so. I'm going to be back on the air Sunday morning. Joel, you're in here Sunday morning, right?
Joel
never leaves anymore. Joel, he works late at night. He comes in early in the morning. The time clock means nothing. It's thrown away. Joel's always here. So Joel's going to produce Sunday morning. I'm looking forward to that. 7 to 10 a.m. I'm going to be very different at 7 a.m. than I am right now. I can assure you of that.
It's going to be really fun.
Oh, yeah. So I'll talk to you then. 7 a.m. Sunday morning. We'll see what we get into. I'm sure we'll have some more Steelers talk, but we'll mix it up on Sunday morning and appreciate you tuning in. I'm Josh Rountree. You can follow me on Twitter again. JROWN32 is my Twitter handle. Up next, it is the nightly sports call. So stay right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan for that. Have a good night. I'm Josh Rountree. This has been The Fan Evening Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.